Hello, it's Carolyn Sayer here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Matthew Tucker. We continue our news items with how small firms are more worried about closing than the national average. COVID secure chairs have been thrown out following injuries to library users, and plans for a traveller's site are scrapped.
The start of a new year brings optimism for many, but results of a new study suggest that small business owners in Norwich are not feeling quite so positive. Towergate Insurance, based in Thorpe Road, surveyed independent business owners and found 73% of those in the city feel their businesses are at risk of closure in the new year, 28% higher than the UK average. According to the survey of 750 firms, the biggest risk to city businesses is retaining uniqueness, which 43% pointed towards as being the biggest issue. Towergate said, "Threats to businesses manifest in a variety of ways and can take you by surprise. From liability losses to changing consumer demands, it can be hard to pinpoint and predict the biggest threats to a business." The second biggest issue for businesses in Norwich is supply chain delays, which 30% are worried about, as the UK continues to unpick Brexit complications.
Concerns have been raised over a takeaway's plans to open from 11 a.m. until 4 a.m. every morning in a city suburb. Papa John's in Coleman Road has lodged the plans to extend its current hours of 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. However, Judith Lubbock, Liberal Democrat City Councillor for Eton, has warned that the longer hours will create noise and smell disturbance. She is also concerned other takeaways in the area could follow suit if the plans are approved. She said, "We haven't had many worries with the takeaways in the area, but if this goes ahead, I've had quite a few residents sharing their worries with me." The application submitted to Norwich City Council said the pizza chain wanted to offer delivery services from the back door of the building from 11 p.m. onwards. The application promises the extended opening hours will not involve any noise or music in the premises. It comes after one of the street's takeaways, Lucky Wok, went up for sale along with an adjoining Asian supermarket named Oriental Market.
They were intended to keep the people of Norfolk safe during the pandemic. But a decision to install COVID-secured chairs in the county's libraries backfired after they began injuring members of the public. Norfolk County Council has revealed it has had to throw away almost 170 wipeable seats it put in all its libraries during the pandemic because people kept slipping off them. The authority had spent £10,000 on the chairs, which are covered in vinyl so they can be easily cleaned to stop infections spreading. Unfortunately, this slippery surface also created a hazard for many library goers, with a number of them sliding onto the floor as they sat down. In total, 19 injuries were reported to library bosses, prompting health and safety officials to say the chairs had to go. They have now been replaced by seats with a different design, with the council spending a further £21,000 on 250 new ones. There have been no further slip incidents. The council said none of those who slid off the chairs had been seriously injured. The vinyl seats were first bought in 2019 at a cost of £61.50 each as part of a planned refresh of computer areas in a limited number of the council's libraries. But after the start of the pandemic, bosses decided to move them into all the county's 47 libraries when they reopened after the COVID-enforced closure, because their vinyl seat pads made them easier to disinfect.
A popular NR2 pub is one step closer to opening a new bar in a former printing shop. Norwich City Council has approved an application lodged by the Fat Cat Pub in West End Street. The plans submitted were for the change of use of a neighbouring property, formerly Photostatic Printing Services, to create an additional bar area. In documents online, it states, "The extension will retain a separate access door and will not be internally linked for customers through the properties. Both bar areas will be connected for staff members only via a storage building at 43 to 45 West End Street. Opening times are being proposed to be the same and linked to the current operating hours at the Fat Cat. The pub, which was recently named one of the best places to drink in the UK, is currently waiting on its licence application to be approved at the new site.
Proposals to create a new Gypsy and Traveller site in Cossey have been scrapped after councillors argued there were too many planned for the area. Under the plans, 18 pitches could have been created on land off Borborough Lane. If approved, it could have meant there would have been three such sites within a one-mile radius. The scheme had drawn heavy criticism from South Norfolk Council, with leader John Fuller saying it is not acceptable, not justified and not needed. As part of the Greater Norwich Local Plan, a blueprint for housing development in the city and its outskirts over the next 15 years, a list of 12 traveller sites has been proposed by officials, including the Borborough Lane location. At a council meeting to discuss the plans, councillors raised a number of concerns about the site, and officials agreed to drop it from the GNLP plans. Terry Laidlaw, Liberal Democrat councillor for Old Cossey, said, "We understand the need for sites. We felt that Cossey has done quite a bit in terms of Gypsy and Traveller sites. We have other sites." Mr Fuller echoed the concern, saying the scheme would lead to an unacceptable concentration of sites in the Cossey area.